This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 7th. God's word for you today is the wait. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. And it says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. When the hand of God is upon a person, when the hand of God is in operation in a person's life, and when the person's life is consistently being filled with the life of God, three things stand out: the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You see that everything is linked to the Holy Spirit, because when God lays his hands upon you, God is spirit. His spirit is released upon you. Number one, the fruit of the Spirit. When a life is filled with the Holy Spirit, you will see the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifested. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So the person will be filled with love, will be joyful, radiate peace. If you see someone who is not filled with love, does not have joy and peace, is not patient, is not kind, does not have goodness, is not faithful, gentle, with zero self-control, run. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, when the hand of God is upon your life, you will be growing in love, growing in joy. Even if your joy is not overflowing right now, you know you are not where you were yesterday. You will be growing in peace and patience. As God lays his hands upon you, the fruit of the Spirit will saturate your life, and your life will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Number two, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 11. Please read. Time and again, you will manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You speak in tongues, interpret tongues, prophesy, give a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, manifest the gift of faith and healings at different times, or maybe just one or two. But we will see the gift of the Holy Spirit manifest in your life. Number three, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Spirit is so powerful. It is God rubbing himself on you. The might of God is manifested in your life. As God lays his hands upon you, the fruit of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be manifested in you and through you in Jesus' name. Many people never discover what God can do in their lives because they are waiting to feel the hand of God before they move. If you're a child of God, this season will remove any doubt that the hand of God is upon you. Let us pray. Father, as your hand rests upon me, I manifest the fruit and the gift of the Spirit, even as I am filled with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.